Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, back in June, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame honored this year's high school 2023 scholar athletes with $1,000 scholarships. They'll be recognized again Friday at the annual Hall of Fame induction of this year's Class of 10 at the Monroe Convention Center. They'll have their own stories, and in time, so will the legacies of our high school scholarship athletes, like former Bloomington South track and cross-country all-stater Lily Myers, now on her way to IU to begin a new chapter in her life.
I'm just really proud of my high school experience. I had a lot of fun with it. Starting out freshman year, that was definitely kind of scary, starting out just on varsity and kind of falling into a leadership position there. But I think I had a lot of help from a really amazing team and really amazing coaches. And by my senior year, I was just really happy. I feel like being a freshman, it's a little hard to be confident in yourself when you're moving on to the next level. But I know that they work so hard and that they can do this. So I want them to be confident in themselves like I'm confident in them.
And brimming with confidence, Lily Myers on her way to Indiana University. The meet and greet, by the way, is open to the public. It starts at 5 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
While we're in the All-Star break, you dig deep enough, you come up with an interesting stat after watching live the other day on the Tube Saturday afternoon. Ellie De La Cruz stealing those three bases after knocking in that go-ahead run against Milwaukee. DLC sits here as the only player in MLB history with 41 hits and 16 stolen bases in his first 30 games. But here's one for you. There have been nine guys in Major League Baseball history to have stolen all three bases and hit for the cycle in their careers. Now, underline careers. And some familiar names, Rod Carew, Paul Molitor, former Red. Earlier this year, Will Myers when he was a Padre, Honus Wagner way back when. DLC accomplished the feat in his first 30 games, returning Friday, along with Joey Votto and crew to the Great American Ballpark.
You just do not see on a baseball field that power-speed combination, the flair for the dramatic. He's just got that big moment compass right in the center of his skill set.
That's Joey Votto. Nothing wrong with the way he's been playing and contributing, huh? 6:40 airtime. I can't wait till Friday. Brewers and Reds opening up the second half with a one-game lead in the Central. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.